The suspect charged in the Capitol shootings, Russell Eugene Weston Jr., is in a Washington, D.C. hospital. Weston's condition has been upgraded from serious to stable, but doctors say he needs more surgery to treat multiple bullet wounds. For people living in Montana, where Weston lived, the news that one of their neighbors had killed two Capitol police officers came as a shock. They say they knew Weston was mentally ill and that he sometimes annoyed them with wild stories and tall tales, but they never expected him to become violent. NPR's Mark Roberts reports.
In the tiny town of Rimini, junk piled up outside the old log cabin where Russell Weston Jr. lived seems to reflect the confusion in the mind of the man people here know as Rusty. An old faded car sits on blocks. Dented pickup trucks clutter the dirt driveway. Residents here say they knew who Weston was, but say he mostly kept to himself. Like Bill Gelhausen, they don't know much about him, except for the peculiar story everyone tells about Weston's fascination with a neighbor's satellite TV system.
That guy was standing there jumping up and down on the road and talking to their TV dish. They got a little one on their fence down there, so he thought it was spying on him. So he'd holler at it, scream at it. So when he didn't take his medicine, took his medicine, he was all right, but once he got off of that, then he'd go off the deep end, see?
But so long as he didn't hurt people, no one much cared. He seemed harmless enough. Besides, those who live here came to get away from nosy neighbors. Leonard Willett works for the Hell in the Water Department and comes to Rimini to check on stream flows and water quality.
In its early days, it had railroad tracks and railroad cars coming up, and they mined lead, copper, gold, and silver up here. It is basically now a ghost town. There's roughly 25 to 40 people here.
In the winter, they heat their homes with wood or propane. Some have indoor plumbing. Others rely on outhouses. Phil Maynard says he never met Weston face-to-face. He'd see him puttering around his place. But Maynard had heard the disturbing stories about Weston, so he chose to stay clear.
Especially when you have children and you want to protect them, you don't want to draw him into your life because, and then maybe that's part of the problem, is you don't want to draw him into your life because then you don't know what could happen.
But now Maynard wonders if he and others could have been a little more sympathetic and outgoing to a man who was clearly mentally ill.
Well, I don't know if I can speak for everybody, but for myself, I feel pretty sorry for him. Golly, I know of other people that are either bipolar or paranoid schizophrenic, and it's a hard life.
Down the road, another resident who doesn't want to give his name suggests that because of Weston's illness, it wouldn't be right to send him to jail.
If he has serious mental problems, he needs to be treated, obviously. And, I don't know if somebody like that can be fully rehabilitated to be put back on the street. And society probably better off not having him back on the street.
The capture of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, the 81-day standoff between the anti-government Freeman and the FBI, and now Russell Weston Jr. and the Capitol shootings have all drawn unwanted national attention to Montana. People here shake their heads and fear the rest of the country looks at the Big Sky State with apprehension and misgivings. But they say that's not the real Montana. Either way, Bill Gelhausen doesn't much care.
It happened. What can you do about it? Nothing. You can't change nothing. So let them think what they want to think. Maybe they'll keep them out of here. We think we're all nuts. Maybe they won't come up here because I don't want to see them up here. Okay?
Because of Russell Weston, the solitude of this place was briefly broken. But the locals have now seen the TV news trucks come and go, and they're eager to fade from the limelight. Mark Roberts, NPR News, Rimini, Montana.